you've scaled successfully to 40 units. You've invested in another franchise. You've been considering becoming a franchisor. When you're evaluating a franchise opportunity, what do you focus on and what should franchisors be focused on when they're speaking to someone like you?
We want to look at the sales volume. What are they doing in terms of sales, the cost of entry and what that return is. So if just the cash on cash return on investment. For me, a lot of times it's 3 years or less. We've seen that creep up because construction prices have increased. So if the sales volumes haven't matched, then you're starting to see a 4 or 5 year return on investment for some brands. So for me, it's 3 years or less. And then something unique about it now, as I go full circle, is considering and looking, you know, very seriously at the franchisor side, and kind of gearing up to do that. We need to have an offering for the franchisee that doesn't shake them down every month. It can't be too expensive. So it's got to be able to do all those things and not be too expensive. So from a royalty perspective, right, or like the cost of entry, one of the biggest things to me is, I mean, we're only finally, you know, even at 40 units, we've taken every dollar that I've made, I put back into the system to rebuy and earn and build new businesses, franchises, new tropical smoothies and 810 billiards and bowling. That it gets expensive. And when you have to pay for like those initial franchise fees, it gets expensive. And you kind of go, well, what are you really getting out of that? And it's a business at the end of the day. We're in some ways, the franchisor and franchisee are diametrically opposed. Like their business model is based totally on sales. And they could tell you that, we care greatly about your profitability. That may be true. But if the business model needs top line sales to get royalties, and as a franchisee, I care about net profit. Those two things they're on the opposite ends of the spectrum in terms of a P&L. So you need it all to work. You know, as a franchisor, you need it to be profitable, but you also need to be able to earn top line sales.